Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hey, right, away we go. Welcome to show number 3,189. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, 3-10 Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. In the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less.
Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV Time with Tim.
The clack.
All right, here we go. It is so cold in Florida, the National Weather Service warns of iguanas falling from the sky. Meanwhile, scientists drop dead crocodiles into the Gulf of Mexico to see what happens. One was eaten whole by a pretty big guy. Couldn't find a trace of
it. Demo.
Swallow. Doctors urging men to stop using banana peels to reach a happy place. Texas man who stole anal beads, lubricant, and lingerie has a money tattoo smack in the middle of his face. And a Texas wife tases husband who is at a club with another woman. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, do you recognize the name Joey Kramer? Joey Kramer, he's a founding member of Aerosmith, played drums in the band for the last 50 years. But he suffered some minor injuries last spring, and he has not been playing with the band at their current Vegas residency. But this is not by choice. You see, he wants to play in his own band, but they won't let him because he failed his own audition. So he gets injured. He assumes he's still in the band. They make him audition. And the band, seriously, they made him audition for his own drum parts and then decided to use a different drummer. More on that story gets worse from there for this guy. But it seems that Joey used to be good at playing drums. Not so much anymore. Meanwhile, Def Leppard drummer, you know, lost his arm. The band waited for a comeback. Just saying. But this is what happens. Sometimes you used to be better at something than you are now. Look, American Greetings and Papyrus stores, right, that sell greeting cards or whatever. They're closing all of their North American stores.
Oh, that's why I couldn't find a card.
Yeah, that's why you couldn't find Sorry, baby. It's not that I forgot our anniversary.
Everywhere.
Papyrus closed down. If that doesn't devastate you, we should let you know that Mr. Peanut, the iconic Mr. Peanut, been representing Planters Peanuts for 104 years.
My favorite.
Dead. He is dead. Don't give me that look, Mike. This is honest to God truth. Mr. Peanut is dead. We're going to cover all this in a minute. If you like the band Kiss, if you see them on tour, anytime that Paul Stanley is singing, it is not Paul Stanley singing. He is now lip-syncing. Why? He's not as good anymore. It happens to all of us. Sometimes you're okay with it. Sometimes you're not. But that's what we want to talk about today in honor of Mr. Peanut. What did you used to be really good at?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
On the show's head, away we go. Welcome to show number 3,189. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. We're gonna get a little bit of Uncle Rico into you today here and figure out things in the past that, you know what, you probably excelled at. You were pretty good at it. It could be a very small thing. It could be a significant thing. It could be something that's completely meaningless. But you were pretty good at it at one point in time.
You weren't even that good at it. It's just the thing you did best.
You did it better than you do now.
Like, you sucked at everything, but you did this a little less sucky. It's just now you can't even do that.
Yeah, and it just depends on what you're into, maybe what your profession is, how you do on that. It could be something as well. Look, I used to be a pretty good driver, but in the last 4 years, I've gotten into five wrecks. So they were not my fault.
Of course not.
But you've been in five or whatever the deal is. And we'll start with Joey Kramer. Joey Kramer is the drummer for Aerosmith. He's one of the founding members of the band. He's been in the band since 1971. He and four other members are part of that group that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and everything else. And as the years have gone by...
Can you name everyone in Aerosmith? So it's Joey Kramer, Brad Whitford.
Brad Whitford is the bassist.
Bass player,
I'm pretty sure.
There's
Steven Tyler. And then, of course, our good buddy.
Hey, yeah, that's me.
Exactly, the guitarist.
He's
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Which is amazing that he can even function as a human being.
Who the hell's the fifth member?
The fifth member? Yeah.
I don't know. So you can already name more than I am.
Name 4 out of 5.
I can only name like 3 members of Jovi, too. It's the same thing.
Tico Torres.
Yeah, because his name is Tico
John Bon Jovi. That's
John
why you remember.
And Richie Sambora is no longer in the band.
Oh, then two of them.
Right, exactly. So Aerosmith drummer Joey Kramer, they've been around for 50 years, and he says he has been shabbily treated by fellow members
shabbily.
Of the band that he helped found 50 years ago. They say he's like a brother to them, but he has been emotionally and physically unable to play. In a lawsuit that was filed Friday, Kramer says minor injuries last spring prevented him from playing with the band when their Deuces Are Wild residency in Las Vegas began. Their Deuces Are Wild residency. Do you see what they did there? They took one song that they recorded on the Beavis and Butthead soundtrack, and then they made that the name of their Las Vegas residency.
I thought they were referring to their age and what their bathroom experience is like
now. He says that when he was ready to rejoin the band last fall, they forced him to re-audition for the group by playing along with the track. Then they decided to exclude him from the rest of the Deuces Are Wild shows, along with their upcoming performance at the Grammy Awards. Kramer still got paid for the Vegas shows, but paid for replacement John Douglas to come out and play his parts. Again, Kramer got paid, but then he had to pay for the replacement.
He didn't want to be replaced, but they replaced him.
Correct.
And he had to pay
the guy
for the guy that he didn't want there.
Why would he pay that?
From the money that you got from the show you're supposed to play. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
No? And let's face it.
Some of these
artists that have been around for a while, you know, you don't know what you're going to get when you go to their shows. Sometimes it's fantastic. Sometimes it's one of the best shows you've ever seen. They sound great. Whatever technique they use to get there, you just brought up Kiss.
Yeah.
And the fact that Paul Stanley's basically got a vocal track underneath him. He might sing a little bit on top of it, but for the most part, it's handling the majority of the legwork.
Right.
It's just, yeah. But I've seen Elton John, who I thought was fantastic. I've seen Lionel Richie, who's getting up there, and I thought he was great. I mean, I saw Neil Diamond right before the guy about died, and he's still alive. And he was amazing. Played for 2 hours and 15 minutes. Then you see other bands that you know and love, and they might not even be close to that age, but what they're doing on stage is horrific. We saw some footage of David Lee Roth's show.
Oh.
in Las Vegas. Oh. He's doing a residency.
Jeez.
And to say that Dave is not the same Dave that he used to be is an understatement. It's not that he's not an entertainer.
He's entertaining. It's he just can't sing.
It's not that he's not a showman.
But again, he can't sing, mm-hmm. and he's still singing.
When he talks on the mic, it's hysterical. You know what I mean? When he's talking in between songs.
Whether he means to be or not.
It's still him. Yeah. It's still David Lee Roth.
He just can't sing.
He can't sing.
So. And he should stop. And Vince Neil, man.
Well, look, man.
Did you watch these videos of Vince Neil singing now? It's equally as bad.
There is a specific video where they cut to all the things where people can't really understand the vocals. And it's about 2 minutes of Vince just mumbling through things on stage. And so much so that even Motley Crue, they issued a statement like, look, we're going to take a little time here. We're going to go back out on the road. But we have put all of our people involved with individual specialists, and we're going to be ready to rock and roll.
Right.
You know, some of us are working on other elements of our life. And basically what it says, like Vince is going to go to the gym and get a trainer, and Vince is going to eat right.
And he'll learn how to sing.
Yeah, exactly. He won't look like the abominable snowman monster, the Yeti, and the Christmas
special. It's just
the
sweaty guy squawking on stage now.
Right.
I also think his resistance to a new look isn't helping his body size.
That could be.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's a very kind way of saying
the biggest man in the world, but like, I don't know. That look's not really fitting that size.
Right. Yeah.
That's why you stop wearing tough skins.
Kramer, by the way.
Don't make these in your size.
Kramer from Aerosmith says, no other member has been treated like this in the band's history. Being prohibited from playing with a band that I've been given 50 years of my life and supporting is beyond devastating. I am being deprived of the opportunity to be recognized along with my peers for our collective lifetime contributions to the music industry. The band said in a statement that they had encouraged him to rejoin them many times over the last 6 months. But at this point, they would be doing a disservice to him, to ourselves, and to our fans to have him play without adequate time to prepare and rehearse. They said that while he will not be performing, Kramer is still very welcome to join them at the Grammys and at the event Friday, where they will be honored as the Music Cares Person of the Year. So he gets to be a part of that.
Hey, you dress on stage, Joey, we just don't want you to play, man. So the David Lee Roth thing. Great show, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fantastic entertainment.
Is there any reports to back up that he was, like, that bad?
I don't know.
Like, would think people that saw the show recently would have been like, oh, my God. What was he? I forget. What instrument?
He's
the drummer.
So you would think at some point someone would have been like, the drumming is really off in this band now.
Yeah. But we don't know if that's...
I'm not understanding entirely what happened. I mean, right, I agree. You feel like somebody would have said, like, man, oh, man, they just don't have it anymore. But I guess they determined that he does not.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Look, man, you can forget things. I mean, it's not like anything else. Like, he has to re-remember the parts. He has to relearn the songs. I mean, typically, once you start...
But wait, does he have to relearn them, or did they just make him out? I mean, he wrote all the drum parts.
They said that he needs adequate time to prepare and rehearse. What does that tell you? Adequate time. I mean, he's the drummer in the band. I mean, he's been there the entire 50 years.
Right.
There's no song that he's not on.
Right.
I mean, even if, you know, they only play 20 of the same songs.
He's
every
not
night.
I mean, no offense, but he's not like some random rhythm guitarist that you've added in the last few years.
And Aerosmith doesn't go, like, we're going to play a bunch of deep ones tonight. You know,
no,
like,
it's not deep ones.
A lady and Train Kept a Rolling and the same crap that they play every time they
so
go.
So you think
stage.
He's really that bad now?
That's what look, man, Kiss only plays 20 songs.
Sure.
I mean, still, they have a whole catalog of songs. It's not that they wouldn't get on a Kiss cruise and play some acoustic that's cool. Because they can play it.
Sure.
It's just the fact that I'm not sure that he can.
All right. Okay.
I think it's 20 songs.
I think there's something else going on here.
Really?
I do.
As far as what? Money or what? What do you
think? Something. Or maybe he's strung out. It just seems too weird.
Okay.
You're out of the band.
All right.
You got to pay for the guy that replaced you. You got to go practice, but you're welcome to come on stage with us for other stuff. Like,
but you can't play.
Yeah. All right. Something I thought about the other day.
Meanwhile, I'm just saying, and Def Leppard waited for a one-armed drummer to get back.
We're about to embark on a bowling adventure. And within a few weeks, we're all going to go out and do a little bowling, right? And I thought about bowling the other day because I found some... We were talking about bowling shoes that I had gotten and some other things.
You didn't steal them. The guy didn't really give them to you.
Yeah, but either way, I started thinking about bowling. And
alcohol
kinda,
and the city of Chicago, Ted. That's
no, yeah. I know the story. Like,
and I kind of got excited about the fact that we're going to go bowl, actually, because I used to bowl almost 4 or 5 times a week. So at this one point in time, I was living with a buddy, and he was on the West Virginia University bowling team. And he was the first chair in the bowling, right? So, okay.
First chair bowling.
Whatever he is. The first guy. Like, he's number one. He's the number one seed. What do you call him bowling? There's enough.
I don't know.
There's a different word.
He's probably the top bowler in the state.
But as he was a state champion bowler, but he was also
top seed.
Why don't like you say first chair?
Well, like as far as you're right, it's not like you're
that's playing, musicians
it's not like you're playing
down,
a cello though. Or something. But yeah, it's a
good call.
But it's the same thing. Like
he's the CEO of bowling.
Yeah, he's gonna bowl against the best bowler.
He's Mr.
Bowl.
He's West Virginia's Mr. Bowling.
Like there's six people underneath him. They're all on the same team, but he's the first guy that goes out.
He competes against other state champs.
No. He won the West Virginia State Open, the state championship.
Oh, wow.
But as a bowler for the West Virginia team, he then bowls as the number one seed on that team, one bowler at Pitt, the number one bowler at Penn State. So whoever their best guy is,
okay.
You know what I mean? Some guy with a blast Polish name.
He's
going to play him. Straczynski, oh, man, that guy, man. He can throw down some pins. So anyway, so Joe got sponsored by.
Ironically, when I worked on the night crew, the best bowler I ever met was the guy that I worked with, Johnny Johnson.
Well, in the bowling world, man, they give you gear.
All right.
So Joe had, he probably had 30 bowling balls, all right, in his bedroom. And he had
Is that something he bragged about? Or
you don't know the world of bowling.
Okay, I don't.
There are rougher balls, there are slicker balls. It's all about the lanes. You know what I mean? You got to go out there and figure out what's going on with the drag. Are they slick? Are they dry? Whatever. And all these bowls are
right.
Compared to what the conditions are, believe it or not, of said bowling alley. You don't know how many fries they've cooked in there. The whole place could be covered in grease. Some places you go in and like it's Arizona, it's dry as a bone. So they have different balls for that, right?
Damn. Okay.
Okay. So he got so many of them that when he got sponsored by Hammer, that he would fit us individually. So that we'd have our own balls.
How many balls did you have?
I had two. I had a slick and a dry lane ball.
And did you know when to use them?
Well, I only needed one for the lanes that we went to.
Because we're going to hear about this when we all go bowling.
Okay, so, yes.
Ted,
so,
you know this right now,
they only
right?
Have, they only no, have, Miles, they listen, only have They only have slick balls.
This is how... No, but this is how it's going to play.
They do. They don't have...
We're going to bowl. Everyone's going to be enjoying themselves. We're going to be having some beer. And you know Miles at some point should be like, I'm telling you, these lanes are slick, man. If I had a dry ball, whatever it is. Like, this is what we're going to hear.
But there's
inside, you know this.
Inside the holes, there's little grip.
I do, but I have a five spot since we never bowl.
Okay, all right. Either way. I'm saying we
it's
bowl.
A popular place.
All right. So, there's plugs that you can put in to fit your individual finger. So, basically, I had a custom-fit ball based on the spread of my fingers.
Stop bragging.
I mean, it was nice because we could bowl for free.
This is the luxury of the bowling ball.
And that was one of
the Cadillac of your bowling ball.
That was one of the perks, man. When you can get... You can get any kind of entertainment for free when you're 19 years
old. Laid?
And you're poor. Hell no, I'm a bowling alley.
That's why I played bass.
But we could get a $3 pitcher of beer because Joe worked there. So we get $3 pitchers of beer and we get free bowling.
Hey, ladies.
You can see why, you know, three or four nights a week, we'd spend an hour, hour and a half in there bowling. Joe spent all his life in there, but we come and play.
So what could you bowl? How good were you?
My top game was a 211.
What was your average? Like, my top game was like a 180-something. Probably, that was not my average.
At one point in time, probably around 140, 150.
Okay. All right.
So I was really, really bowling well. Like, I was getting into it, and I could really figure out how, and I was starting to curve the ball and all this stuff, you know, like, you just kind of, you get a feel for it after a while. Like anything else, the more you do it, the better you get at
sure.
it.
Sure.
And by the time that those privileges were revoked because he got kicked
true
off
privilege.
The team.
Whoa, why did he get kicked off the team?
Night bowling.
He might have gotten another team member pregnant, and that caused some drama.
Oh.
Yeah, they have a, they have a ladies
team. Is that how it goes in the bowling world?
They have a ladies team, too, you see.
I don't know if I'd kick somebody off a team for that.
No, but now Joe Rozak Jr. is 23 years old. Or it's probably older than that, probably 25 now.
Oh, he's a good bowler.
Yeah, he probably is.
I could have been somebody.
No, but I really was. I was. At one point in time, I got really, really good at it, and that's why I was kind of fired up. Like, man, I haven't really been bowling in a while. I wonder if I can still throw up some numbers.
Maybe.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. Like, there's certain sports you're decent at for a while, but then you just stop playing.
Yeah, exactly. Once you stop, it goes downhill.
I was really good at pool. That was another thing, because they had pool tables in the bowling alley.
I never got really good at pool, but I was much better when
I
was younger.
Than I am
right,
now.
Because you played it every night.
Because I had the time
night.
To do it. We get this word that New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning announced his retirement, ending his career after 16 seasons in the NFL. This is a great story, actually. ESPN first reported the news. 39-year-old is best known for guiding the Giants to two Super Bowl titles, taking home the game's MVP award in each of those.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the Super Bowl MVP twice. During the two title runs, Manning was unbelievable. He led the team to an 8-0 record in the playoffs while throwing 15 touchdowns and just two interceptions. So when it came playoff time, Manning was pretty
but
good.
But you got to get him there.
They ranked his throw to David
Tyree, as
the number one Super Bowl play of all time. So, besides all that,
the one he catches off the helmet.
Correct. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I mean, that defensive line helped too.
Could be, yeah. Manning earned 4 career Pro Bowl selections. He ranks in the top 10 in NFL history in both passing touchdowns and passing yardage.
Huh.
57,000 yards passing. And
why did he ever look happier, though?
366 touchdowns. I don't think he played with that kind of a game face.
I just never thought of him as being that good.
No. I mean, look, we knew what he did in the Super Bowl and all that. And those are the moments, right? But, yeah, I don't. As you go through all these stats, I feel like I would remember this more.
This is all good stuff.
It is.
Until you get to the end of his career and the past few seasons. The quarterback had 40 passing touchdowns across 2000-2018 combined. The team was 8-23 with him as a starter. He ranked 25th among 33 qualified passers in 2018. And he was 22nd out of 30 players as far as his QB mark for the year. So basically, he was one of the highest paid worst quarterbacks in the league for the last 3 years.
Yeah. Maybe only outdone by Joe Flacco.
That's why I remember him that way.
That's what I remember of.
Exactly.
That's where the legacy goes.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Peyton Manning is still credited as one of the best quarterbacks ever.
Sure.
But I remember how bad he was in Denver. He still got a Super Bowl ring. But remember, didn't they bench him at some point that year?
Maybe.
I think they took the ball out of his hands as he was throwing so many picks.
He looked like he was throwing ducks. I don't know how they won that, but they did. I mean, he didn't.
Well, again,
defense.
Defensive line.
Right.
Paging the night. That's what people are like, can't stop Mahomes. Like, a good front four can do a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Not a lot of zip on that.
Find out. Mm-hmm. By the way, a couple comments came in. Someone says, you were talking about bowling. Says, I worked as a pin setter in about, 1979. Very noisy. But at the end of the shift, when we closed, my manager taught us to play sink a drink. Beer, beer, and more beer.
Sink a drink.
Someone else says, please, whatever you guys do, just keep Miles talking about bowling balls. This is hilarious.
There's an art to it.
Have you seen the bowling?
You got to get your own bowling ball.
There's a league.
What do you mean?
Like PBA? Pro Bowlers? Pro Bowlers? But have you seen when they have these championship games?
Well, the guys dress in like the tropical outfits and wear the afros with the headbands.
They're not even like whole bowling alleys. They're like at these special, like there's only two lanes and there's like crowds.
Mm-hmm.
Not huge crowds, but crowds.
Right. Well, there's crowds. Hey, look, man.
Is there a break in bowling? All right, so you can do the seventh inning stretch. You can have half times. You have the time between periods. Is there like, I don't know, between the...
Just in between the games, because those guys are so good, the games go like that.
See, I'd make them slow it down.
It's weird.
Bring them some, like, halftime entertainment kind of thing, like, this year's PBA championship, J-Lo will be performing.
It's just weird when you have, like, 12 people from Pitt sitting right beside you, and you're watching bowling.
Yes,
you know what bowling. I mean? Like, and everybody's high-fiving, and people are drinking beer, and it's a different college environment. Like, we weren't allowed to drink beer at sports when I was in school.
Yeah.
So now, of course, you can go to a collegiate game and you can get a beverage. Well, we couldn't do that then. So
you just say a beverage?
A beverage. But you could.
I feel you, Brev.
But you could get a beverage if you were bowling.
Right.
So in a bowling alley, they serve beer. They did not care. So we thought that was another great thing.
Well, man, sure. That's a nice perk.
We got $3 pitchers. We go to the bowling alley. We can root on the team. We can drink beer. Then we'll bowl afterward.
I'm with you.
But is there any strategy in bowling, or are you just trying to knock down as many pins as you can?
Beat your friends.
That's it.
That's all it is. Just talk crap the entire time. That's basically all it is.
Okay.
Yes, so we're going to do that pretty soon.
Yes, we are.
But Ted says we're not going to play. Do you want to put any money on this before we get there?
You got $5 says we don't make it bowl.
No, is anyone saying? No, say who's going to win this thing?
Oh, you will.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why? I haven't thrown a ball in like 20 years.
Because
you're that
will.
Guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You fixed my zipper today because you're that guy.
Did you win miniature golf?
No. No, I didn't.
Oh.
That pissed me off. You did.
I did not.
You did not?
No.
I know I didn't.
Okay. All right. So our question, what did you used to be very good at? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It is with heavy hearts that we confirm that Mr. Peanut has died at the age of 104. In the ultimate selfless act, he sacrificed himself to save his friends when they needed him most. Please pay your respects with R.I. Peanut. That's the original word from the Twitter account of Mr. Peanut's estate. And a rep from Planner's Peanut.
Oh, his estate.
Yes, exactly.
Mr. Peanut, how did he die? Saving his friends?
He had apparently saved his friends.
Was did he assaulted? Watch the video?
I did not see the video, no.
Oh, yeah, man.
Have you watched the video?
Yeah, you know I did. Mm-hmm.
What happens?
Having people's backs when they need them most is what it says.
The peanut mobile swerves because it doesn't want to hit something.
Okay.
And then it crashes. They all get thrown out. And they're holding on to a branch. And Mr. Peanut doesn't make it. He falls down the ravine. Lands on the peanut mobile and it all explodes.
Oh, wow.
I strictly buy Planters Peanuts. It's the only brand I buy.
Can you name another brand?
At least, no. I don't know another.
Is there still Emerald Nuts?
Maybe, I don't buy them. I buy the other types,
like
of
almonds or something like that.
But I like diamond or whatever. But I will only buy Planters Peanuts. That's it. So he did a hell of a job selling that. And
now that he's dead, you're still going
to
buy Planters?
Yeah. But he used to be, he used to be a good spokesman.
I got Planters Peanuts once at a Christmas party. As I showed up, I was invited. They just didn't think I'd show up.
All right.
And it was Christmas Eve, and my buddy's dating this girl, and her mom was very serious about everybody gets a gift. So when I was leaving, she's like, "Here's your gift." I was like,
"A can of peanuts?"
I was like, "Well, it was wrapped." So I was like, "Oh, okay, thanks." And I got home, and it was unopened, but it was a can of salted cocktail peanuts.
Wow, that's awful sweet.
That's what I was like, I respect it.
All right.
What did you used to be very, very good at? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hola.
Hola. So when I was younger, middle school, high school, I was really good at Taekwondo.
Okay. How many years did you practice?
8 years.
8 years. So did you get a black belt?
Yes, I did.
All right. So how old are you now?
I am 48.
Okay. So you slow down, you get rusty, things hurt for no reason. Yep. But I would imagine, though, that if you needed to open up a can of your own kung fu there, that you still could. It might hurt a little more. You might be a little slower. But, I mean, you're still confident that you could kick someone's ass.
Yep. I still practice other stuff besides Taekwondo now because my knees can't quite handle that constant kicking anymore.
So what do you practice now?
Tai Chi.
It's called Pikiti Kersha Kali.
Whoa.
It's the Filipino sticks.
Okay.
We do sticks and swords.
What is it called again?
Knives. It's called Pikiti Kersha Kali.
Patiki Tersha Kali.
I'm pretty sure I went to high school with a chick with that exact name.
Okay, all right. Now let me ask you. So when was the last time that you took Taekwondo?
Probably my senior year in high school. So
all right, years ago. It's been 20 years, 30 years. All right.
Yep.
So in that instance, do you lose your status? Like when you achieve black belt? Are you black belt for three years?
Like when you win an Academy Award.
You're always going to be Academy Award winner,
right. So blah, blah, blah.
So are you
you always keep your black belt. Yeah, you don't lose that.
But you don't tell
your
me.
Your skills you might lose, but
wait,
you always keep your black belt.
Would they, if you, say, joined a dojo, and I have no idea how this works, but all right, so you got this black belt, It's been 20 years. Like I said, slowing down, my knees hurt. Do they? Is it like the DMV where they're going to retest you to make sure you still have black belt status, or they'd let you keep it?
It would kind of depend on the school, really. Most likely, they would want to make sure you're still up to par on keeping them, you know, being black belt. And they may even let you keep the black belt, but make you kind of do remedial.
Okay, so you're like,
also depends where you need to be.
So it also depends on the discipline, too.
Sure.
Because some of the disciplines, like, their black belts do, like, they never stop training.
Here's one thing that I don't know why I think this way, but I do. Okay, like,
because you're weird.
You know how you go out, and if you're single, you dress up, you try to look the part, you know where you're going, you hope that there'll be some other opportunities wherever you are going.
You're looking to get laid, sure.
You're looking to get laid, you know what I mean? It's something that you need, you go out, but you put effort in.
Yes.
So you put effort into going out and trying to hook up, and you will get skunked every single time. But you can, like, as we say, be in ratty jeans or sweats in a grocery store, right? Whatever, looking like hell, or picking up a cup of coffee. And you might strike up a conversation with someone that actually leads to something when you least expect it.
Right.
So all the people that I know that spend time in a dojo growing up never got into a fight.
Right.
Like, even though they were prepared, it was like, you know what I mean? Like, even though at any moment they had this can of whip ass that they could open up, they never opened it up because they never had the opportunity. So my question is, did you ever get a chance outside of the dojo to use any of these skills to defend yourself?
Yes, I did. One time when I was in the army stationed in Germany.
What was the situation?
So we had a common kitchen area, and I was standing in the doorway talking to a buddy of mine. He was in there cooking, and guy I didn't get along with very well came up behind me and hit me in the back of the head. And I turned and I looked at him, and he went to try to do it again, and I kicked him up against the wall, and then I put my hand around his throat and lifted him off the floor and told him not to do that again.
Okay. Well, so it was like friendly fire.
Yeah,
it was friendly fire. I thought I'd been like the enemy, but actually one of his friends.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.